I recently found out that you can see a personal dietitian covered by insurance. There's this platform called Nourish that will match you with a dietitian based on whatever your concerns are, whether that's weight loss, eating disorders, autoimmune conditions, or something else. They're actually a network with major insurance providers, so most patients pay $0 out of pocket. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
You have a new text message. Yes, the text messages come in. What can we solve for you? What you got going on in your life? You need a little help with. All you have to do is text in 414-432-1099. And who knows? We could be sharing your text and getting some answers for you.
Yes. All right. We're going to spin this text roulette wheel this morning. I'm hitting refresh to see if we can get a good question. Radar, you want to spin that roulette wheel and see what we land on?
All right.
32.
All right. 32 in the house. Let's see. Here is one. Oh, you all are so great when you set it up and actually put in the text, the words text roulette, so we can find it so much easier. My question for text roulette, ... is it okay for your boss to share an email with others that you sent? Aren't emails private?
Oh, what's up, boss? What are you doing sharing this email? So I wonder what is in this email.
And sharing it with other people.
Is it personal?
Aren't emails private? Now, if it's a work email, you should just assume it's not private. The company can oversee emails. The company probably has IT, right, and can get into emails. I just always assume with my work emails, I'm like, yeah, anybody and everybody can see whatever I put in an email. Don't put anything in print or writing that you don't want to be front page of the newspaper the next day. That's how we were taught in our media ethics class. I get that, like, now newspapers are more digital, but the point stays the same. Don't put anything down that you're not okay with other people necessarily seeing.
Use your private email. But this sounds like, is this a question like, hey, I mentioned I was going on vacation, now you're going to share it with everybody? Or, you know, I was sick, I'd like to keep this. Maybe you want to keep something private, some kind of HIPAA situation, but yet the boss is just like, oh yeah, Kate had diarrhea, that's why she was out. I don't want you sharing.
Oh my gosh, don't tell anybody that Kate had diarrhea.
You know what I mean? Is that what it's all about? But is it okay for your boss to share an email with others that you sent? Whether it's vacation, whether it's whatever. Are they supposed to do that? Can a boss do that? Just be like, yep, here, we'll share this. I mean, for me,
I want to know what was in the email.
I know.
And who we share with. Okay, I'm going to message this person back.
Let's message back and see what happens.
What was... Now, remember, with text roulette, you're anonymous. So if you want to call, we'll talk to you on the air. If you want to text, we'll read your message on the air. 414-432-1099. Text roulette is brought to you by the Amato Automotive Group, home of warranty forever. The question is it okay for your boss to share an email with others that you sent? Aren't emails private? And here I'm typing what was in the email, okay, and what,
yeah,
and what was, who, and who was it sent to?
Yeah. What was spilled? That's what we want to know. Would the boss just decide to send to everybody?
But I feel like it probably was a betrayal of trust, just how this person sent the question in the first place.
Maybe this person sent this email or this text, well, this email, sorry, and said, hey, I have a problem with so-and-so. Did the boss turn around and forward it and say, hey, what's going on? I mean, that type of thing, if you have an issue with somebody at work, that should stay private with the boss. Not just forwarding it to the person you're having an issue with and saying, hey, why don't we sit down and discuss this problem? No, I did. This is why I came to you.
I just feel the expectation of privacy regarding a work email, you should just assume that the boss is going to share information. But who they share it with says a lot about whether it was okay or not.
And depending on what's in the email. You can't assume that if you have a problem with a coworker or something going on at the job,
yeah,
you share that with the boss, say, hey, I have this concern. The boss shouldn't turn around and just share it with somebody.
True.
Hey.
True.
Bill. Kate's having an issue with you talking about her diarrhea.
Kate,
you know?
Kate and the diarrhea.
I know, I'm just telling
you. Get her some Tums or something. She needs to take care of that.
Some Kaopectate.
Something, because this is going to be a big problem.
But that's what I mean. It's like, should that be the situation? Like, hey, you know, there maybe two.
If it's personal, I would say it's wrong.
Yeah.
If it's work related, that should be expected.
Depending on the work relation situation. Maybe it's a complaint about the company. You want to just start forwarding that stuff. You want to sit down and discuss this stuff.
All right.
It all depends. We have to figure out
what was emailed. In the email.
Yes.
And who was it sent to? Okay, I've sent this off to this person, and hopefully they respond back.
Yeah.
But if you have any advice for this, and maybe how they're best supposed to approach this, is this something you need to talk to the boss one-on-one? Do you need to bring HR into this? You can call, you can text. We want to hear your response to this question. This morning's text roulette said, is it okay for your boss to share an email with others that you sent? Aren't emails private? 414-432-1099.
Your calls and opinions coming up next after a break from our sponsors.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's your advice for this mixed listener this morning in text roulette? The question is it okay for your boss to share an email with others that you sent? Aren't emails private? Now, we were talking, is it personal? Is it work-related?
Depends on the context, yeah.
And we did reach out to the mixed listener, and hopefully we'll hear back what was in the email and who was it sent to. But Old Soul Joan calling in this morning. What do you want to say?
Oh, God. You know, what I feel is it sounds like it's kind of personal in a sense, work-related personal. And in a lot of businesses today, I'm finding that it's really, your boss is really hard to get in contact with, so they might not have an easy outlet to talk to them personally. So they're trying to get maybe a meeting or to talk to them through an email to have that conversation.
Or maybe even have a paper trail of the situation. Like, here's the problem.
Exactly.
Yeah, I'm putting this down in ink or actually in an email so you know.
Yeah.
Then we got a trail to follow.
And then if you're sitting there talking about another colleague, and then, and like you said, Elizabeth, it all depends on who he's sharing it with. If he's sharing it with other colleagues in the building, that's very unprofessional.
I would think
so. You know, it should be talking to the higher up or setting you aside into a meeting or something like that. Or even if it's even health related, you know, you might not feel very like uncomfortable having everybody know what's going on. So you're informing them something that you don't want everybody to know about.
Yeah, that is true too. We have a message here though that came in to the text roulette line. Our sign-in unlimited text line. I work in HR. There is no it said, I work in HR. Employees typically have no reasonable expectation of privacy regarding work emails as the company owns the email account and the devices used to access it. Most companies have policies in place that state that work emails are not private and can be monitored.
And that's,
so that kind of protects the boss.
Right, and that's what Lori texted in too. I had a boss that turned around and told the person I was having a problem with, they are all property of the employer, unfortunately. They can do what they want. That's what Lori is saying.
Okay, we also...
And that's sad. That's really sad because it really puts people in a really difficult situation.
It does.
Where do you go? Where do you go for privacy? Where do you go for protection? Because they're having all the rights and they're having nothing back in return.
True. That's true. See, that's what I was kind of feeling there, Joan. I'm like, what do you do?
Yeah.
I mean, yes, on one hand, I agree with Elizabeth. You do it through work email. It's belongs to the employer, that email. But then again, you're like, yeah, but this is a sensitive subject.
Well, and we guys, we've heard back from the mixed listener.
We did. Okay.
The mixed listener said it was a private follow-up conversation I had with this person, and she verbally shared it with another person.
That's wrong. HR needs to get involved.
They need to get involved with that immediately.
Yes, and you know what? From now on, you go into a meeting and you bring your phone with you and you record everything that's going on.
Joan, doing the detective work.
Okay, that is definitely something that would be smart to do. But can that be used in a court of law or no? Because don't people need to know if they're being recorded?
I think in the state of Wisconsin, if you tell them you are recording them or even have somebody with you as an advocate to sit with you in the meeting as a witness.
Now we're really getting in deep in the woods of the law here. Yeah.
Okay, Old Soul Joan.
Protections, and that's what unions were all about.
Sure. Sure. Hey, thank you so much for calling in this morning and giving your advice.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, you have a good day. I love you guys.
Love you too.
We'll talk to you soon.
All righty. Bye-bye.
Hey, Roger, we're going to take one more call here with you. What do you think about this? The mixed listener that sent in this morning to Text Roulette, is it okay for your boss to share an email with others that you sent? Aren't emails private? We now know, because the person got back to us, it was a private follow-up conversation that they had with this person, and she, the boss, verbally shared it with another person.
Well, here's the thing. If it's on a company server, computer, or whatnot, you would hope that the boss would be smart enough not to share that information, but legally, it's the company's because you created it on a company computer.
Yeah. Yeah, but I do feel like there is some grounds here for this mixed listener to possibly get HR or something involved, just in a sense that this was a private conversation that was meant to be private with this employee that the boss had to be informed on, the boss is just blabbing to other people. Like, that's
not right.
That's not okay for the bosses to be kind of doing that chatter behind people's back as this situation is still trying to get figured out.
As a manager, you got to follow the manager rules. You can't just be like, I'm just going to start talking behind closed doors. Who cares? No, you have to keep that stuff private.
And there has to be a productive way of doing it.
Right, and you guys are absolutely right. I do have a bachelor's degree in management, and yes, that is the way you should handle it as a manager, but legally, as far as emails go, no.
Well, wait, Roger, let me ask you this. With your background, what is your advice of what this mixed listener should do next?
Well, obviously, I would do, like you said, follow up with HR, because it seems like that particular manager is not doing the correct things to foster a good employee environment.
Yes, right. And that is not going to create a good, strong culture in the workplace at all. Thank you for calling and providing your experience and expertise to help out this mixed listener. These are really great responses.
Yeah, Roger,
and I think
really
a lot
help.
Of us really thinking, like, okay, keep in mind now, if you aren't thinking this already,
right?
It's company email. Mm-hmm. It's monitored. Be aware of that. But this took a turn, knowing that it's a conversation that happened outside of email that
Absolutely.
Was meant to be private.
Roger, have a great day. Thanks for your advice.
You too.
Thanks so much. All right. We hopefully solved this for the mixed listener. Thanks for all of your advice, everybody.
We're going to stay in touch, though, and find out
yeah.
if they do go to HR.
Is there going to be a follow-up here? What's going to happen? Mm-hmm. We will give you those updates when they come through. But if you have a question, something you want answered, get your questions in. You are anonymous to the Side and Unlimited text line, 414-432-1099. And we can be reading yours coming up on the mix.